Welcome back. You're with the news at 1. Let's go to the Grand Canal in Dublin again this lunchtime, where more than 100 tents have been taken away again today. They were being used by men looking for asylum here, given to them by agencies they were referred to when no accommodation was available for them. A similar camp on the canal was removed over a week ago after one that had been on nearby Mount Street for much longer was removed the week before. Tomorrow, Dublin plays host to European club football's second biggest event, the Europa League final. Our reporter Maggie Doyle is at the canal. Tell us what's been happening there today, Maggie.
Well, Gavin, that operation started at around 7:30 this morning. It appears to have taken a lot of the men by surprise as they were waking up. They were told to gather their things and then their tents were taken and put onto a grabber truck, which is still parked here on the Wilton Terrace side of the Grand Canal. Now, a lot of them were told via email where to go. And most of them, I understand, have been told to go to the former site of the Central Mental Hospital in Dundrum, given advice on how to get there using public transport. But some of the volunteers that I've been speaking to say they're very frustrated. These are volunteers who have been helping the mostly men here who are looking for international protection since those encampments started up a number of weeks ago near the IPASS office on Mount Street. And some of the volunteers just saying that, you know, it's not good enough that they weren't told that this operation was happening so that they could help as best they could. And one of those that I spoke to, Olivia Hayden, she just said there's been a lack of communication and that it's not good enough.
People are quite anxious. Again, they're not 100% clear on what's happening. There's some people who've already been able to go to accommodation, which is great. They got emails. That seems like a better system than coming and doing a physical clearing where no one knows where they're going at all. But again, there were some people who are missing off that list, like we've seen with all the previous operations. So we have a group of men who are standing behind me who don't know where they're going to sleep tonight. We're trying to gather our own list because we generally know who are here, and we're hoping that through one of the organisations, maybe one of the homeless charities, that can be passed on to the government, and hopefully more offers can be made if there is space. We understand that there are accommodation shortages, but you know, when you have nowhere else to go, space has to be freed up.
That's Olivia Heaton. Maggie Doyle still on the banks of the Grand Canal. The men who were sheltering along those banks, whose tents have been removed today, what are they saying to you, Maggie?
Well, I met one young man earlier on. He told me he's 21. He said he's from Palestine. He's been here a couple of weeks. I asked him, did he have an email? He pulled his phone out of his pocket. He said it's not working. His phone is broken. The screen was smashed on it. So he didn't know what he was doing. So I'm currently still here. And like you say, there's still actually some tents here that haven't been removed because, as I understand it, the volunteers have persuaded the government agencies who are here to just hold off for a moment while they try and figure out what's happening with this number of, there's about, I would say, 20 of the men and their tents still just waiting to find out exactly where they're going. I guess they don't want to move on without having some knowledge about where they are going. So you can imagine, Gavin, it's quite an anxious time for them. But the barricades, which have been put down further along the Grand Canal where the encampments were a couple of weeks ago, are now being put on this section of the Grand Canal. So it seems to me that the barricades are going to be coming all the way up the Grand Canal at this part of Dublin city centre, because there haven't been any buses arriving here to take any of the men away. But what has been arriving is one big, very large lorry that is full of these new barricades that are being put up alongside the canal as we speak. But one of the other men I spoke to, Brian, his English is very good. He is from South Africa. He's been here since the beginning of the year, and he said he's frustrated. There's been a real lack of communication.
Honestly speaking, look, I know what the situation is, especially with the influx of people in the country, but some sort of communication would make me feel a lot better that someone is, you know, has heard my story. Someone has got my application for this accommodation. So each day goes by, it's nothing. It's like, okay, what do I do today? The weather gets really cold out here sometimes. And it can get to a person, especially me, you know, being out here by myself. Like I said, I do know a few people, but it's not my family. You understand? I've left my family back at home, which I miss dearly.
That's Brian from South Africa, entering that report by Maggie Doyle.